Even before the outbreak, rural parts of this country were suffering from real shortages of medical personnel. Now one company is deploying a team of traveling nurses and doctors. Here's NPR's Kirk Sigler.
Barstow, California sits in the remote Mojave Desert between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. It's rural, yet hardly isolated, at a major crossroads with a lot of people coming and going. An outbreak of the coronavirus could overwhelm its 30-bed hospital.
You know, they're already trying to keep their heads above water. We are kind of trying to come out of before this even began, high flu season, lots of upper respiratory infections.
Travel doctor Naomi Lawrence Reed splits her time between her home in San Diego and temporary posts in Barstow. She sees herself as playing a pivotal role now, helping out a community where some homes are crowded with multiple generations of families and viruses spread quickly, even in normal times. Lawrence Reed also says a lot of the doctors in Barstow tend to be near retirement.
If things continue the way they're going, it could be considered irresponsible of them to put themselves at risk, especially if there are other physicians, younger physicians, that at this time, less at risk.
Traveling nurses and doctors like Lawrence Reed, who's 36, tend to be younger and more mobile. In recent days, one of the country's largest healthcare staffing companies, Aya Healthcare, has dispatched 300 travel clinicians to rural hospitals.
We've had full crews working nearly 24/7, 7 days a week.
Vice President April Hansen says they're racing to try and meet a demand for 1,300 more in small towns alone. She says one big thing that's helping them now is many states have just eased licensing requirements, and that makes it easier for travel nurses to move from state to state. Hansen says this new flexibility is key for rural hospitals.
Making the process easier and accepting out-of-state licenses from other areas immediately opens up supply chain channels that were not available to them prior to this change.
Just like everywhere else, a fast depleting supply of personal protective equipment, or PPEs, remains a huge concern in small towns. Travel nurse Clayton Hamilton says so far supplies at his hospital in rural Northern California are okay, and they've only had a few suspect COVID cases so far.
Now, I haven't had any issues finding PPE yet, but hopefully the community takes it serious and does the social distancing so it doesn't come to that point.
Hamilton is wrapping up a 13-week assignment. Most of his prior experience was in large urban hospitals, and he was eager to help and bring his expertise to a smaller facility. But he's worried that as this crisis worsens, travel nurses and doctors will be lured back to the cities where hospitals can pay a lot more money. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.